Good morning.
Our
microphone's not on.
I don't know. Are we there?
Microphone's not on. Go ahead.
Are we there? Good morning. Thanks for calling KNO. Thanks for listening. This is Bonnie Mathias, and over there is Gene Lance.
Okay, my microphone's on
now. Okay, here we are.
And this is the Workers' Beat, in which we talk about everything from the point of view of working families. And we like to start with things you can do. They're still picketing, I think, at Molson Coors. Teamsters Local 997 is picketing at 7001 South Freeway in Fort Worth. Today at 1 o'clock, Dallas demands a ceasefire protest at the Grassy Knoll, 411 Elm Street in Dallas, Texas. Also today, all is the KNON Blues Fest. Saturday and Sunday at Poor David's Pub. This year's lineup is Leo Hull and the Texas Blues Machine, the Texas Slim Trio, Dempsey Crenshaw, Jackie Don Lowe, and the All-Stars featuring Bubba Hernandez, Nick Snyder, Joe Van Zant, and Tim Travis, James Butler, and the Cool Show Band with R.L. Griffin and Cookie McGee, Rachel Patman and Company, the Rio Casey Brand, Ann Armstrong, and Steve Hughes' Super Birthday Show. Now, tomorrow, Sunday the 10th, they will have Junior Boy and Carrie's Blues Band, the Benoit King Band, with special guests Zach Harmon, Miss Marcy and her Texas Sugar Daddies, Pete Barbeck and Perry Jones Band, Michael King and the Icebreakers, and E.J. Matthews. It's sponsored by the Trinity River Society. Advanced tickets are available now at KNON.org.
Wow.
That takes care of
today. That's a heck of a lineup this weekend, man. Wow, get out
to
the Blues Fest.
On March the 11th at 1 p.m., Ambassadors for Aging meets at the Centerwell Senior Primary Care Clinic, 2562 West Pioneer Parkway, southwest corner of Pioneer at Bowen in Arlington. March the 13th, Texas SB4, the Show Me Your Papers Bill, may go into effect unless the Supreme Court stops it. And I don't think they will. March the 14th at 11 o'clock, Congressman Mark Vesey will be honored by retirees hosted at UAW 848-129 Hall, 2218 East Main in Grand Prairie. Contact me about that one.
How
March
nice.
The 22, another government shutdown crisis is scheduled. They just keep doing this. There was supposed to be one today, I think, or yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
And they kicked the can down the road just a little bit.
Down the street to the next. Good God Almighty. What is wrong with them? Why can't they just do what they need to do? I don't understand, Gene. You got a job.
Tell me about it.
You got one job.
Yeah, that's
and you can't even do that.
Well, the Republicans published their own budget. They weren't supposed to do that. They're supposed to wait until the president comes out with a budget, and then they're supposed to criticize it, or what are they going to do?
Yeah.
But instead, they put out their own, and it's just full of cuts for poor people and for senior people and giveaways for rich people. You can just imagine.
Absolutely shocking.
It is. Here's some good news. Kamala Harris, the vice president, called for a ceasefire.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Hey, good morning, Bonnie. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning.
Hey, I want to ask y'all a question. This might be more on your side, Bonnie, and probably both your sides. Anyways, they announced the other day, once again, during a speech about building all these charging stations across the United States. Do you guys remember when they built all those state inspection centers, the Rojas inspection centers here in Texas, where you would have to go to certain specific centers to get your cars inspected?
No, that's before my time, and I've been here since the 80s, so.
When was it?
Well, anyway, the state spent all these millions of dollars building these Rojas state inspection centers, and every one of them closed, every single one of them. Now, something else, in 2025, they're saying that they're going to go with the state inspections, required state inspections on non-commercial vehicles, just passenger cars. which I find that, you know, safety's number one, right? Right?
Talk to your governor. He likes it like that.
Yeah. It's going on across the whole country, Bonnie.
I'm worried about Texas. I can't worry about what's going on across the country, quite frankly, because we're about to die here.
Right. Well, the car safety's number one out there. And safety's always going to be number one. But I do agree with you, Bonnie. But anyways, I was just looking at this, and I said, well, you know, they just announced that the car manufacturers are going to try to go back to hybrids and stuff like that, non-plug-in electrics. We're probably going to have a certain percentage, as we always do talk about this topic. But I was just wondering, looking at this, what's going to happen with all these millions and millions of dollars we're spending on these charging stations across the U.S.? I mean, will they end up like the state inspection centers, you know, being ghost towns, you know?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I think electric vehicles will continue to grow in popularity, and people will continue purchasing them as we get further into the decade.
That's an interesting topic. I'd kind of like to know what our listeners think of whether or not America is going to go electric on electric cars, or whether they're not. Because, as you said, there've been some later data showing that there's not as much demand for electric cars as they thought there would be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We got another call. So, if you would.
You have a good one, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thanks for
bringing
calling.
That up.
Thanks.
It's 972-647-1893. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
And Mr. Gene and Miss Bonnie, how
yes.
you doing?
Yes, good morning, sister. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking cold, but good. Did you guys happen to watch the State of the Union address the other night?
I did.
The only part I liked about that is when Biden says, if I was smart, I would go home now.
Right. That's what he said.
That's pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yeah. And what's the deal? Him coughing such and such so many times. Somebody noticing that and
He was clearing his throat. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because
I guess he just had a little tickle.
Because there's no allergens or anything in Washington D.C. Right. Oh, good
right.
God, people.
But
give.
My question is,
yes.
Was it right for him, the Secret Service people, to shove that guy out from the military, from the Marines? I forgot what he was chanting. But the thing is that he had family members that passed on, but they had no right to just shove him out. Like
wrong
that.
Place. Wrong place. Wrong place.
Yeah,
if he wants to do that, that's great, but not in that setting. It's not... They should have picked Marjorie Taylor Greene up and kicked her butt out because she broke all the rules of the House.
Yes, exactly.
Wearing a MAGA hat. That's like, you know, I'm more concerned with that than I am that man that they removed. You know, he should have, I mean, even Mike Johnson, God bless him, right? Jeez
right.
Louise, is he 10? He couldn't sit still. Oh, Lord. All right.
Okay. He would not do any ear chopping.
No, no.
Go ahead and finish your summary, because we got people waiting.
I hear you, but I just want to let you know. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you. Right. Thank you. Have a great one, girl.
It's 972-647-1893. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Hello?
Are
you there?
They didn't wait, I guess.
Wow. There he is. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Go ahead, brother.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. I feel like it's a pretty irresponsible statement that you made about cutting taxes for giving tax away to the rich people and cutting stuff for the poor.
Uh-huh.
I tell you what, I think if people had their federal income tax that they had to pay as a check every year, rather than the government taking federal income tax out of your paycheck, if people realized how much money they had to give the federal government every year, they had to pay that out once a year, and it came out of their account, there would be a revolt in this country like you've never seen. Because
my husband's self-employed, and we write a check every year to the IRS.
No. People get money taken out of their account. It goes to the government.
That's right.
When they file their taxes, they either have to pay money to the government in addition to what they've already paid, or they get a refund. Many people think that that refund is just money coming back to the government. It's money they've overpaid.
It's your own money. So that's why you need to make sure that you're paying the right amount and not giving the government your money.
You're missing my point. Most people don't think about how much money they're actually giving to the government. They don't think about that.
That's because it comes out of your paycheck.
That's because it comes out of your check.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
What did you think about the
money they were given to the government?
Let me ask you what you think about the State of the Union. In the State of the Union address, Mr. Biden said he was going to raise taxes on the very, very rich. What did you think? Is that a good idea or bad?
I don't believe that's the case.
That is what he said.
I'm a middle class person myself. Yeah. But I earn an honest wage.
Do you disagree? That's what he said.
I pay a lot of money in taxes. I pay a lot of money in taxes.
So do I.
When people say that the government's trying to give tax cut taxes so that the rich benefit, it's not. It's the middle class.
Okay, let me.
No.
Do you make over $450,000 a year?
No, I didn't.
Okay, then you don't have anything to worry about.
Guess what? I paid $13,000 in federal income tax last year.
Okay. Yeah, we did too, because my husband's self-employed. So I get it.
I'm just trying to understand your position, though. I understand you're saying that people pay a lot of in taxes. Are you saying we should tax the rich or not?
I'm saying we need to have a flat tax or a...
Oh, you're for a flat tax.
Okay.
Oh, you want everybody to pay the same tax. Well, that's an interesting idea.
Why not?
972...
Because it doesn't work.
1-8-9-3.
It doesn't work. Thank you for calling.
Wait.
What? Make a point.
No, I cut him off, Bonnie.
I mean, he is...
Well, the flat tax is an interesting idea, but it's...
It screws the poor.
We could spend quite a bit of time talking about
it. Sure we could.
It would not be better for poor people.
God, no.
It would be better for rich people.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe he's rich. Maybe.
That's why
he's...
That's why I said...
Like a lot of people, and this used to include me, by the way, Bonnie. I used to be one of these people that thought... Even though I'm not a rich person, I want rich people to get everything they can get because I think I'm going to get rich someday.
Is that
I voted for Goldwater. Yes, I did.
Well, that's okay.
And so
I listened to
I identified with rich people, and I thought, well, I'm going to be a rich people too, so I want to be a right winger.
Do you remember the man that ran with Barry Goldwater?
No, I don't.
His last name was Miller.
Uh-huh.
And he was actually a prosecutor at the Nuremberg trials.
Is that right?
And he is the father of Stephanie Miller, who I listen to on Sirius XM every morning. And she talks about her dad during that campaign time. And so she was, well, every time her dad got up, he would say, and Barry meant to say, because I guess Barry Goldwater was...
So there's still some Goldwater Republicans left, but I bet they're...
Oh, yeah, no.
I bet they're not excited about what's going on.
And I'll bet they're not real Republicans anymore.
Well, the brother brought up the flat tax, and the idea of a flat tax is that everyone would pay the same tax. And so the people who are... There's about 58 million Americans or so who don't pay any taxes because they just don't make enough money.
Because they're poor.
To pay taxes.
Right.
They're the poor. Now, a flat tax, I mean, they would start paying whatever it is, 15% or 20% or whatever they may have in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are now supposed to be paying in the 40% level or so, they would all get to come back down to the 15 or whatever it is. 972-647-1893. If you have some more crazy ideas about what should be done on the taxes, call us and let us know. I thought it was fascinating, absolutely fascinating, that the President of the United States came out in favor of raising the minimum wage, which is good for our side, more wages for us. And he also said more about taxing the rich.
That's right.
I couldn't believe he was going to say that. Where does he think he's going to get his campaign funds? I mean, the rich people finance all these campaigns. So how's he going to get donations?
It doesn't seem to be hurting. Doesn't seem to be hurting him.
I thought it was a little bit of a change in the Democratic Party.
Well, it's about freaking time.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Come on.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning.
Okay, glad to hear from you.
Hey, I'm in agreement with the flat tax.
You want a flat tax too, huh? How much do you flay in taxes? The guy who called before said he paid $13,000. Like, that was an incredible amount. Go ahead.
Yeah, close to 40.
So you pay close to 40. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you would pay less if they had a flat tax, I guess.
I mean, I guess the reason I'm looking at it is this: if you take people's choices on their life choices on what they make, I mean, it depends on the choice that they made too. If you made, I guess, call it a mistake, or you did what you did, you went to jail, and that took away your earning potential, and it marked itself on your record. That's on you. Or if you had,
aren't you
or
sweet?
If you got, or if you got trouble and you start having children early or whatever, that's on you. That was your choice to lay down. So you took away your own earning.
You're one of those pull yourself up by your bootstraps guys, aren't you?
We got to take a break.
Nope.
Just hang on, brother. We'll talk to you after the break, but we have to take a break right now. We're back on the Workers' Beat, and we have somebody online, the second caller today, who wants poor people to pay a flat tax. Yeah, are you still there, brother? Go ahead.
I'm saying like this. They say everybody pays their fair share. Progressive tax isn't fair because it starts you for working hard. It's kind of like a school when the teacher passes kids that don't do their work versus the ones that you know, do their work. It's the same thing.
Honey, in DISD, they just pass them all, okay?
But life is, I'm just saying, life is not like that. If you don't work for what you want, I'm not damning anybody that makes, you know, a lesser amount than I make. But I've really can't pass. So I understand what it is like making $30,000 a year, making $40,000 a year, or even making $50,000 a year.
Do you know about making $12,000 a year? Because that's what we got people, families of four, living in Dallas right now on less than that. You want those people to pay tax? You want those people to pay tax? Don't you tell me that was their choice. Oh, brother, you got to go. I can't talk to you. I can't.
If you had kids, if you made a choice to have kids like that, I could see one.
You're the only person in the world that does not care about anybody else. Okay?
No, he's not. We had another caller.
Oh, I'm sorry. We had another one before you.
We got to go, brother. Summarize. Go ahead and summarize because we got to take some other calls.
It's the same example. You got somebody that goes to jail. Go to jail one time, yes. But if you keep going to jail, you know, multiple times, or just even multiple PWIs, that's your fault.
Okay. Thank you very
okay,
much.
Okay, thanks.
And good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm still here.
Okay, go.
Well, you're going to talk?
Are you going to talk?
Hey, Bunny Jean.
Hey.
Good morning, Bunny Jean. I was trying to make sure you guys know y'all still talking about that guy. But I was just trying to give a prime example. Now, is Donald Trump on trial right now for not paying his taxes for how many years?
Mm-hmm.
How many years?
I don't know how many, but it's a bunch of them.
It was a bunch of years. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I'm saying, Bunny?
He says he's been under an audit for like 5 years, but for some reason they don't have any information on that.
What he's accused of is valuing his assets. He would say when he went to borrow money on it, he'd say, "Well, this here house is worth $1 million. And I want to borrow a half a million
that,
on it."
He's no longer accused of that. He is convicted of that.
Oh, he's convicted already.
Yes.
Okay. And then when the tax man come, he said, "Well, that house is not worth $1 million. It's only worth $5,000.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he was lying both times.
CFO. Mm-hmm. He just had his CFO with the prison.
Yeah.
Just here recently. Because he came back and said, "I committed perjury."
Yeah.
So everybody's going to prison except for him.
Oh, don't worry. I think his day's coming.
I do too, Bonnie. I do too. But so I'm going to move on just to say what I had to say is that come on, guys. This guy's making all this kind of money, and you don't make talking about a flat tax. He should pay more than anybody. Doing all this.
You want to know what's really funny?
Yeah.
He met with Elon Musk this week, and all of a sudden, right, he had $91 million to pay a bond to appeal his E. Jean Kerr ruling.
Uh-huh.
Where do you think he got that money?
Exactly.
Okay.
Elon Musk said he wasn't going to give it back.
I know.
Better summarize, okay, brother. We got people waiting.
Thanks
right,
so
guys,
much.
Have a good day.
You
guys,
too.
Bye
bye.
Thank you. It's 972-647-1893. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Good morning, Gene and Bunny.
Good morning.
About the tax system, my main gripe is that it's too complex and it's too slanted toward benefit for the business community.
You know, I think that's one reason why those people go for a flat tax. They say, well, at least I could understand it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I can agree that it needs to be changed. As far as electric cars go, since Texas is based on the oil industry, Texas would be the last place to adopt, to adopt the electric car. Because they want to push the oil business more than
anything.
Yes, they
do.
Yep. That's who's paying their bills.
And the last legislature really showed that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's very unfortunate.
Yes, it is.
Now, in terms of all the extra noise at the State of the Union address, I don't want to disagree with Bunny. I think people should be allowed to speak their piece. I like the way the English people do it in Parliament. You know, you ever watch them? They raise holy hell every time they meet, talking about making extra noise. It's wild in the English Parliament. That's what I like.
Okay.
Now, I want to ask Bunny one question.
What?
What's the percentage of voters in this last election? I mean, did people turn out? Did 6%, 8% of the registered voters turn out? And I'm going to hang up and get your answer.
Okay, how was the turnout, Bonnie? We got to hurry because we got people waiting.
It was pretty low. So
it was pretty low, yeah. But Dallas did better
good
than the rest of them.
We showed out. We did. Again, Dallas... we had, I think there's only one county that had a larger percentage, and that was Travis County.
Uh-huh. So that's Austin.
So we had a good election. Okay. But now we got more, okay?
Kenneth Williams explained it to us at the retiree meeting on Wednesday. He said the turnout was pathetic, but he said Dallas was not as pathetic as the rest of them.
Good
morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, good morning, Gene and Bonnie.
Good morning.
This is Joshua
good morning
up in Denton.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Joshua. I hope you're not going to tell us you're for flat taxes.
No, I won't tell you that. I won't pain you anymore.
Okay.
But I do have something painful to talk about, unfortunately. And we're doing our Know Your Rights workshops up here and having a lot of people come to us.
That's in Denton.
For help. Mm-hmm. Our group is called Denton Worker. And one of the things we're finding is people are really having trouble with workers' comp. People getting hurt on the job. They get into the system of workers' comp, and then the insurer, the company, says, well, that's it. We're not paying for anything else. We're not paying for your salary. We're not paying for your medical treatment. And we're having a lot of trouble, too, finding attorneys who will then take these cases and help people fight back. And I'm kind of new to the area. And I just was hoping I could find out, see if y'all had some background on
the Doctors Guild.
The comp system is so terrible now.
Well,
and if people are interested in, how can we change it, is my question.
Change the legislature. Texas is the only state in the union that does not require employers with 50 employees or less to carry workers' comp insurance. So, there you go. You're at the mercy. The Doctors Guild, and I think they're listed on our website, are they not, as an affiliate?
I'm sure they are.
Yeah. They are very, very familiar with workers' comp. They can help you guys get around dealing with some of these bad actors.
Yeah. But it's in Texas is went from being one of the best states for workers' comp, it went to becoming the worst state for workers' comp. Yep. And what I tell people is that if you get injured on the job in Texas, try to drag yourself to the state line before you call a doctor.
Right, right.
Just leave a trail of blood from where you are until you get across the line somewhere else.
All right. Well, if anyone's interested, then I will get in touch with Doctors Guild. I think. Thank you very much.
And that's Kim Grant.
All right. And if folks are interested in trying to organize around this issue, our email address is dentonworker@gmail.com.
Dentonworker@gmail.com. Okay.
We got to figure out something to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Boy, they're really going, aren't
they? That's great.
Good morning.
It's
972-647-1893. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Hello?
We got a line there.
Are you there? Hello?
It's your turn. You're on the air.
Hello?
People are waiting.
Are you there?
Let's go to the next one. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad I followed that the guy talking about workers' comp.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember right, last summer, the governor came up with a mandate that employers don't have to provide water.
He struck down those protections for workers in the large cities.
We worked real hard here in Dallas to get water breaks for all workers. And then the legislature came in and said, you can't do that.
Or anything else.
That doesn't help the oil companies.
That's right. We can't have you taking a break.
Yeah, and so basically, when I look at the Supreme Court recently, they're basically saying that, I think they're calling it the Chevron Doctrine, where the government is stymied by some problem, they go to an expert. Well, the Supreme Court doesn't want America to go to an expert. They want just boss man to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
And so they're basically getting to the point where self-preservation would become against the law.
Yeah.
And, if you think about last summer with it was over 60 days where it was over 109 degrees.
Yeah.
And you can't get a drink of water in 109 degree temperatures. They basically said that self-preservation is against the law.
Yep. Yeah. That's right.
Okay. You better wrap it up.
We got calls waiting.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just getting to the point where I think that these people are S&M freaks.
Okay.
They're no longer interested in America. They're just interested in power broken and being, demigods.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, the only thing I'm going to disagree with is that it ain't new. I don't think anything has changed.
Yeah, it ain't new.
They've been like that all along. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Hello?
Hello. We're hurrying.
Okay.
But you have to speak up.
There's nobody there.
Well, go to the next one then. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Just about everything.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try to be quick. 8.25.
8.25, okay. Was that the turnout in Texas or in Dallas?
No, I'm saying... we pay 8.25 taxes in this area, right?
Oh, do we? Uh-huh.
Yeah, sales tax. Sales tax.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Correct. Bonnie, calm down. It's okay.
I'm fine. Randy, don't get on my nerves now.
Well, that's why I'm asking you to calm down.
When was the last time you told your wife to calm down?
What is the point about 8.25?
And you're still alive? Left,
but that's not the conversation I'm trying to hold.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is, if you get a dollar in your hand, whether you're 5 years or 105 years old, and you purchase something, you're paying taxes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They have rules right now, currently, that if you make below a certain amount of money annually, you don't pay taxes, federal income taxes, right?
Yes.
That's what y'all are saying, that the poor people making $12,000 or less or whatever would suddenly have to start paying taxes if they came up with a flat rate.
Correct.
No, they could put a clause in there that says people making under a certain amount do not even have to pay this flat rate. It's like they do now, right?
Okay.
My point
is... No, it's not the way they do it now, but go ahead.
or is there a certain amount of, okay, is there a level of taxes in the United States that you do not have to pay taxes?
No. It's not so that. It's not that. It's just, it's just a set up on a percentage basis.
The tax
code. The more you make, the more you pay. And so they change the scale every now and then. But generally speaking, if you make very, very little, then you fall off the scale.
Okay.
And if you make a whole lot, you're supposed to pay a whole lot. Go ahead.
So if you make very little, that's the line, right? Below that, you fall off the scale and you're not responsible for federal taxes, correct?
So you want to, I think what you're saying is that you want a flat tax, but then you want to have a minimum number so that if people don't make more than that minimum, then they don't pay the flat tax, right?
Which is exactly what's happening right now. Because the speech I heard on the State of the Union was, in one instance, our president said, no rich people should pay any less taxes than the regular working person.
Yeah.
Correct? Mm-hmm. Y'all heard that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure did. Okay, let's, because we got another caller, and please.
I'm almost through.
Okay.
Which is around 30-something percent, right?
I don't know.
Well, he said raise the wealthy people's taxes, the 1%, from 15 to 21.
Uh-huh.
Now, those two statements don't make sense, does it?
No. I don't understand why. So why are you saying that that's a contradiction?
That is a contradiction.
He said the rich people should pay more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the poor people have to pay more.
21% is not more than what you and I pay, Gene.
Oh,
it's
you think?
More than what they're paying now. Okay?
Correct.
Okay.
That's not the statement that he said before. He said they should pay the same.
You know, you can spin it anytime, any way you want to.
No, I'm not.
We heard it,
Bonnie. You're trying to spin it.
I gotta go, Randy. We have another caller.
Thank you. We gotta move on. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNOM. It's 972-647-1893.
You can't monopolize.
Hi, you're on here.
I don't agree with the flat tax. I think we need more progressive taxes in this country.
Okay, you want to? Would you please explain what is a progressive tax, and what is the other kind?
The very wealthy should pay a higher rate.
At a higher rate.
Higher. Yeah.
So the income tax, when it was set up, was a progressive tax, right? And the sales tax and the property tax is a regressive tax, so that poor people pay at a higher rate. Mm-hmm. Isn't that true?
Right, and I wanted to talk about another regressive tax that we could fix, which is the Social Security.
Social Security is a regressive tax.
Right, because I mean it's cut off. I don't remember what it is right now. About
it's 168,000.
Okay, there you go. So a little bit lower than I thought. But so everything over that is completely untaxed. So Jeff Bezos is only paying taxes on that.
Yep.
So that means that's
correct.
That's right.
You could scrap that cap, tax everybody. We could significantly improve benefits at the same time, keeping the program shored up.
That's Social Security,
by the way. It's not in crisis, by the way. You always hear that, and they push that. Hear younger people saying, "Oh, I'm paying into it. It's not going to be there when I." But it will be as long as we don't let the politicians take it away from us.
Amen.
Okay.
I mean,
the program itself is fine, and with some tweaking, such as scrapping the cap, we could have a much better and stronger
program.
Social Security is a regressive tax, which means poor people pay a larger percentage. And when you get really rich, when you make over $168,000 in a year, you just quit paying Social Security.
Yeah, they don't take it out after that.
Elon Musk, the really rich guy, he made his first $168,000 in 3 minutes this year, and he was through paying Social Security.
That's a shame. 3 minutes
after midnight, when he woke up that day, he said, "Boy, I'm so
glad
have
to get, pay. I don't get have to pay paying, Social Security. Oh my God!
I'm done paying Social Security because I woke up this morning." We still got one caller.
No, this is our man.
Are you done, brother?
I'm done.
Okay, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
So I wanted to make it clear about taxes because it was very interesting, and I think it was historic, that the President of the United States, of course, the main thing he said was that we need to raise the minimum wage.
Yes.
Because that's kind of the line in the sand.
Yep.
You're either on our side, you're on the other side,
mm-hmm.
and you can always tell when you ask about the minimum wage. If they're for raising the minimum wage, they're our brothers and sisters.
Yep.
If they're for lowering the minimum wage or keeping it down,
they're on
like
the wrong
it is,
side.
They're on the other side.
They're on the wrong
You can always
side.
Tell that way. But then he actually went further. The president went further and said that he was going to raise taxes on some of the wealthiest corporations and individuals. So I thought that was historic.
We'll be right back. We're going to take a break.
Blue Monday. I hate Blue Monday. Tuesday.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa, come whoa. On Tuesday.
Pay your pledge.
Or we'll keep singing.
Or we're going to keep singing.
972-647-1893. Somebody's waiting. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Are
okay,
you there?
Okay. Yeah, Jean and Bonnie, this is Elva.
Hi.
Hi. I was calling to promote a fundraiser that the parents... Adult Protective Services is having. I'm secretary of that community board. And on Thursday, 3/14, which is this Thursday, we're having a PIE, P-I, and a P-I-E challenge. And it's going to be a very fun fundraiser at 971 East Sanford at the Claremont Apartments from 4:30 to 6:30. And there's more information on our website, which is TC for Tarrant County, APS, Adult Protective Services, communityboard.com. And people can go there to donate.
Cool.
And also to get more information about this event. It's going to be very fun with pie tastings and a drawing, a raffle for whole pies to take home, and we're going to be playing some bingo with some prizes. So,
okay, wow. Is there a phone number? On the radio, people like phone numbers.
Sure. 817-557-5700.
Okay, cool. One more time. Say the number.
Sure. 817-557-5700.
Okay, so help the seniors.
Thank you. Thank you. Have fun.
I advertise the Ambassadors for Aging meeting at Center Well Senior Primary Care Clinic, 2562 West Pioneer Parkway. That'll be March the 11th at 1 o'clock. Thanks so much.
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah, that's gonna be a great in-person meeting also.
Lots of seniors are organized in Arlington, and
this
is the woman that does it.
That's right.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Thanks
for waiting.
There's nobody there.
That one hung up. 972-647-1893. Somebody complained about what I said at the beginning of the program.
Yeah.
I said that the Republicans had already published their budget in the House. This is unusual.
Yeah.
They're supposed to wait for the president's budget, which is coming out this week, and then they're supposed to change it or argue about it. But they published their own, even though they knew they couldn't get it through the Senate. And I got this from the Alliance for Retired Americans, and here's what it said. House budget resolution, again, includes tax cuts for the ultra-wealthy and will lead to cuts in Social Security and Medicare. That was the headline. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. I always have an excellent show. But let me ask you something. You know, I'm about cutting out the middleman in order to save money where I can spend and have a little fun with it. And I know you're talking about taxes, but for us poor people, not poor folk, can you give me some kind of idea about if I save up enough money to move out the apartment, if I save up enough money to pay cash for a house or pay a general contractor to build me a house, would that be helping on saving taxes as well and saving money?
Would you be better off buying a house? Is that what you're saying?
paying cash for it, or at least paying, say, saving up. If a house costs $200,000, if I save up, say, $150,000 to pay the contractor,
You can figure that out month by month. And I think a lot of it depends on how long you're going to live, too. If you think you're going to die tomorrow, I wouldn't buy a house.
I know that's right.
But you can figure that out with the actuaries as to whether it's better or not to buy a house. But to tell you the truth, there's a lot of advantages that from the government encouraging home ownership. Has been ever since World War II, especially being able to take your mortgage payments off your taxes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mortgage interest.
Your mortgage interest. Oh, yes. Because mortgage is mostly interest.
Yes. Yes.
So you can take that
till you get
off
to the end.
So they do it. The tax system does encourage home ownership.
Yep.
So it's my understanding. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for taking my call, because I was figuring numbers out, you know. And in my last relationship, I was trying to get him to do that with me, but that was 13 years of wasted time.
Oh, well, sorry. No, it never was a waste now, because you learned something, right?
You know, ever since...
learning experience.
You mentioned relationship. I've been doing this for 30 some odd years now. And I always thought that people were going to call in and talk about their love life. And I thought I was going to be giving advice to love life.
Oh,
you know?
Dear God.
And it never did happen. Nobody ever called and asked me. I guess it's because I'm such a failure myself.
I don't think that's it, Gene. I don't think that's it, Gene. No, that's not it. It's okay.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, I'd rather talk about taxes, which I know a little bit about.
Well, yeah. What are we going to talk?
Affairs of the heart. I'd have to give you all that, Bonnie.
Oh, Lord. And I'd have
my
to
wife says I don't know nothing about nothing, so... So don't call and ask her how to deal with your sweetheart. 972-647-1893. You can call and talk about the State of the Union address. What's that?
I want to bring up the Dallas Freedom Act. There is a petition online. It is decrimdallas.com. It is a petition to decriminalize marijuana in Dallas, in the city of Dallas. We want this to be in the city charter that's currently being looked at.
But the district attorney's already got this deal.
This will eliminate enforcement of low-level marijuana offenses. I promise you, if they stop a black man and he got a joint, he's going to jail.
Really?
Yes, sir. 100%. 100%.
Just for one joint? I thought the DA had changed that.
DA's not out there driving the streets. Not out there in the street.
If he's black and he's got a single joint, he's going to jail.
That's good. Good possibility. Yes, sir.
972-647-1893.
The justice system is not the same for everybody.
I still want to talk about the State of the Union address, because here's something else that was historic. Rick Levy got to go.
Rick Levy is the
president of the Texas AFL-CIO. And they have never had a president from a state federation of the AFL-CIO, you know, a state labor leader, never got invited to the State of the Union, and Rick Levy got to go. Of course, Rick Levy's kind of an extra good president.
And Sean Fain was there?
Boy, was he ever.
Oh, my God, I love him. Ah!
Sean Fain is the president of the Auto Workers Union, and they seated him right in front of the First Lady. So every time they showed the First Lady, you got another look at Sean Fain.
That's right.
And I thought that was a heck of a step there.
I thought that was really good.
And then, right in the middle of the speech, the president of the United States pointed him out.
Yep, gave him a shout out.
And Sean Fain took advantage of it. He jumped up out of his seat and gave the fist salute.
Which means
let's get to work, let's fight, everybody.
That's it.
And wow, that was history-making to have such a labor-friendly State of the Union address.
It's about time.
Never happened before.
All right,
good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Hello.
Hello.
It's me. I just wanted to let y'all know I enjoyed. Joe Biden was on fire.
Yeah, 32 million people watched it.
Fire.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Okay, let's also talk about the handmaidens. tail, the Republican rebuttal.
Oh my God!
Oh, yeah.
I had to see just a little bit of it, you know. Oh dear God in heaven! I thought she was gonna start crying any second. And you got her in the kitchen. I'm surprised she wasn't barefoot and pregnant. Damn.
Her kitchen looked bigger than my house.
Right. But, and the award goes to who she gets it. She gets the best actress.
And the award goes to Senator Britt.
Yeah, I was waiting for Aunt B to come through and June Cleaver, and they were going to have a
they're going to make some pies.
Yeah. And then we're going to clutch our pearls at the same time.
Oh, my God, yes. Because you know what's happening. We must clutch our pearls.
We must clutch our pearls. God bless her.
God bless
you. And she's the one that worked on the bill for the migrants, for the border.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then sit up and voted against her own bill.
And voted against her own bill.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And now you want to represent? No, go away. That
go home.
So
go on back to... Where is she from? Alabama?
Right.
Damn.
From Alabama. And she used to say that she had such a hard time sweeping her daddy's hard floors in his hardware store. Hard life, darling.
That's probably the last bit of work she ever did.
In her life.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's true about the tax code. It needs to be revised. Rich people need to pay their fair share.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an end of story. They need to revise it.
Yes.
Joe Biden is correct on that. And corporate taxes needs to be raised.
So you like the State of the Union message. You
yes,
liked.
I did.
Mm-hmm. All right. Right.
Excellent.
And there's no inflation. It's corporate greed.
That's right. That's right.
Everybody else is waiting to talk.
Thank
Go ahead
you.
And summarize.
Yeah, have a good one.
Thank you, girl.
All right. Thank you. 972-647-1893. Good morning. Thanks for calling, Kane. And thanks for waiting.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
I'm calling about the reference to the justice system.
Uh-huh.
Jerry Spence, a very well-known attorney, made a comment on that. He said this country doesn't have a justice system. It has a legal system.
Well, yeah.
Good point.
That's a good point.
Yes, good point.
Yep.
Well, Jerry Spence was a famous attorney on our side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Had a big cowboy hat.
Finally, he worked for the insurance companies for years, and then finally he just couldn't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he sued the heck out of him over.
Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good morning.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks
Can't
for waiting.
Nobody there?
We had three of them waiting.
I know.
And now they all hung up.
All right.
972-647-1893. We can probably take one, maybe two more calls.
If you don't get too wordy.
We talked a lot about taxes, and I tried to make the point that some taxes are progressive,
mm-hmm.
and the income tax was supposed to be a lot more progressive than it is today.
They
In
made
other words,
all those loopholes.
The richer you are, the higher your income tax rate is.
Yes.
And that's progressive. Now, regressive is like the Social Security tax, the sales tax, and the property tax,
mm-hmm.
where the poorer you are, the higher your tax rate is. So we don't like regressive taxes.
Ooh.
We like progressive taxes.
That's right.
And we would like one of the callers pointed out that we would like the Social Security tax to become a progressive tax.
Yeah. Get rid of the
cap. It's not.
Scrap the cap.
The one for Medicare is slightly progressive.
Yeah.
It's a little bit progressive. In other words, you make a pile of money, you pay a little bit more for Medicare.
Do you?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay.
But it's not very progressive. It's not very steep, in other
I'm
words.
I'm pretty happy with Medicare myself.
I'll tell you, I love Medicare. It's the best insurance in the country. It's the best insurance that you can get in America.
Yes. If you are interested in the decriminalizing marijuana push, you can go to decrimdallas.com. That's D as in dog, E-C-R-I-M, Dallas.com. Mm-hmm. This is being put together by Ground Game Texas. With 20,000 signatures from Dallas voters, we can ensure this measure is on the November 2024 ballot.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit about LMA Wiggins. I did my podcast this week on LMA Wiggins. You can find it on KNON.org. LMA Wiggins, her children attended her funeral and then were all put in orphanages. She was a union activist in 1929. She was the secretary of her local. She worked in a textile factory.
Wow.
It was called the Rag Factory because it was where the poorest people worked, and they mostly worked on rags instead of making nice clothes. Everybody went on strike in her area, including the Rag Factory, and most of the people there were black. Now, Ella Mae Wiggins wasn't. She was white. But she went to the rally for the for all the strikers, and she found a big old rope where the white people had put up this rope, and they said, all the black people got to sit on the other side of the rope, and all the white people got to sit on this side of the rope. That was in North Carolina in 1929. Well, Ella Mae Wiggins took that rope down. What a woman. Before the month had passed, they hunted her down with shotguns killed her. They blew her away, blasted her body open, killed her and the baby that she had inside, and the five children that she had still living. The four of them had already died from being poor, and they all went to orphanage. Ella Mae Wiggins, a great history, a great woman in her story.
Yep.
That we must honor on International Women's Day
We're yesterday, but there's an event today at the Union Hall, 1408 North Washington. I believe it starts at 2:00.
Yes, ma'am. It's free.
Yes, and it's free. So please go check it out. There's going to be lots of women there and fun. Lots of fun. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. I will actually, I'm going to New Braunfels to celebrate Luz Montemayor 15th birthday. Oh my gosh, it's going to be huge. I got to go home and rethink my wardrobe for this evening because it's not going to be that warm in New Braunfels.
No, it's chilly out
chilly,
there.
Chilly. Say goodbye, Gene.
Goodbye, Gene.
Goodbye, Gene. Goodbye, Bonnie. And that is another great labor hour there. And if you are in the Dallas area, be careful. It looks sunny, but it's real dang chilly out there. Bundle up if you're going to step outside. And if you're going to stay home and be bundled up and be warm, keep your radio.